Hey, what's going on, good people? This is your girl, Quinny, and I just want to welcome you back to Forthcoming. I appreciate for those who have been rocking with me. I want to give a big shout out to my mom. She is the real MVP, y'all. If you ever needed a support system, sis is top notch. Let me tell you. So shout out to you, mom. I appreciate you. And with that being said, let's get right into it. I really just want to tell you all about my day. Cliche, get ready to listen to a boring story. No. I'm just kidding. I actually had an eventful day, and I want to share my thoughts and what I was feeling. There may or may not be a question posed within this segment. However, I just think that my day was dope. And so I'd like to hear it. Here you go. Okay, so today, I actually did not work today. I have the liberty of making my own schedule because I work from home. And I mean, if I had some hours to schedule myself, then I obviously would have been making some money. But we're not going to go into that. Anywho, I had went into my leasing office this morning after I dropped my son off, went to give the, you know, the white folks their money. And on the way in, I had seen the maintenance, which reminded me because the night before there was a leak under my kitchen sink. And I'm like, oh, hold up. Wait a minute. Y'all been had, was supposed to have of had, supposed to have had. That was improper English, but y'all was supposed to been replaced my sinks, little, you know, my faucet, my little sprayer, all of that. And now all of a sudden it's leaking. Bruh, I'm gonna need you to get your lives all the way together. So I actually forgot about it because, you know, I troubleshot it myself, put a little bucket underneath the pipe. You know, you gotta get through the night at least. And when I walked into the leasing office, I was like, oh, bet. Let me bring up this issue to the receptionist. I'm gonna have her handle it, okay? Because I called the emergency hotline, and it clearly wasn't an emergency to them because they didn't call me back or call me the next day. Anywho, that's neither here nor there. Had the maintenance crew come to my home, and you know, I had a couple of other things I needed to be taken care of in my house, and I'm so blessed because they did it all in one shot. And I think it only took them about an hour. So yay me. And they were like, wow, we got done. We took care of everything that was on your list all in one shot. You know, that's new for us. And I'm like, that's because I'm blessed. I mean, I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. And so I was super grateful for that. And while they were here, before they had finished up, I had got a phone call from a gentleman. Yes, from a gentleman, and who I've actually kind of distanced myself from. That's another story for another day. But he called me and he was like, you know, he always calls me New York, because those of you who do not know, I am an original New Yorker. I was born in Queensbridge, South. Whew, y'all gonna have to forgive me for my lisping. Y'all gonna have to forgive me for just splurting out words that don't make sense. Because literally my mind moves 1,000 times a minute. And my mouth is more of a tortoise pace. So work with me. I'm working on it. Anywho, so I got this call from this gentleman while the maintenance crew was here, and he's like, you know, what are you up to, New York? And I'm like, you know what? Nothing. Nothing really. But you know how you hype it up and be like, you so busy. And so, yeah, of course, I'm like, oh, yeah, I have blah, 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 tons of things to do. And I just found time to answer this phone call that was unexpected. But I was able to answer it because I just, for a moment, out of my busyness, was able to answer it. And y'all know, I mean, for me as a woman, I mean, guys could do it too, but for me, I'd be like, yeah, I'd be so busy. And in reality, I'd be sitting on my round behind. Okay. Anywho, getting to the excitement of my day. He's like, well, you know, I got to head to Greenville. I'm in South Carolina now. Yes, like I said, I'm from Q Borough, raised in the Bronx, moved to Massachusetts, lived out there for a little bit, and now I'm in South Carolina. That is another story for another day. Anywho, so he's like, yeah, I got to go to Greenville. I'm going to ride out there. I got to do blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, cool. That's what's up. After obviously all the how you been and what are you up to and what's new, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's up. So, you know, what's going on? He's like, well, if you're not doing anything, I want you to ride out with me. And in my mind, I'm thinking, ride out, you know, just tag along. And because I legit didn't have any plans other than brainstorming on a business that I am pursuing with two other fantastic women, and to finish coloring the illustration for a children's book that my best friend has written. I mean, you know, I got a couple things on my plate, but as of today, well, as of that day, I ain't nothing to do. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna ride out with you, bruh. I'm gonna get myself together. These people should be here a few more minutes, but you know, I'll come through. And this gentleman is a barber. Dang, I know several barbers. This is not the same one from the last episode who was in my DMs. This is another barber. Yeah, so anywho, I get myself ready, and as I'm, you know, picking out my clothes, I remember when he was saying ride out, he was referring to riding on a motorcycle. And I didn't want to say that I had never been on a motorcycle. I'm like, oh, all right, that's cool. And so as I'm getting dressed, I'm like, yo, what do you wear to ride on a motorcycle? Like, I have no idea. One thing's for sure, I'm wearing shades. That was a given whether or not I was going to be on a bike or not. But I'm like, do I got any biker shorts? Like, what do I wear on my feet? Oh, as a matter of fact, he did say, put on my tennis shoes. He's so country. Anywho, excuse me, no shade to Southerners at all. At first, I thought he said penny shoes. And I'm like, what the heck is a penny shoe? But that's neither here nor there. So I made sure to wear some closed toe shoes. So I knew what I wanted to kind of wear on my feet. I had two choices. But I'm like, biker shorts, pants, short shorts. Nope, can't wear short shorts because I'm a woman of God. And I'm going to be on the back of a motorcycle. So no. But I'm like, dang. So anywho, I ended up wearing some cute little Bermuda shorts. I had a little tank top on and cute little, you know, cute little shoes. And my fanny pack. So I was cute. Neither here nor there. Just setting the scene for you good people. And so I had my face beat. I put on some lashes. I don't even know what was going through my mind when I put on these lashes. Because for those of you who haven't been on a motorcycle, it doesn't even matter. Just watching somebody be on a motorcycle, knowing that they're going 50, 60 miles an hour or more, the wind is flying at you. You're cutting through the air. So, yeah. Anywho, put on these lashes. I was cute. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I was cute not because I'm interested in this guy. I was cute, one, for myself. But two, I know that he's interested in me, so I couldn't go looking, you know, half done, because, you know, I'm a female. Women, y'all know, whether or not you like a guy, you always need to put on face, and that can be defined per individual. For me, I put on lashes. Doesn't mean that I had on full eyeshadow and all that jazz. I didn't contour, but, you know, I put a little concealer, a little foundation, a little blush, whatever. So yeah, I finally make it out of the house, and it's obviously been over an hour. I think it's like an hour and a half, but I finally get there. I get to the shop, and you know, obviously the impression this guy gives me is that I look good, and I'm feeling myself. But I already knew that going into the situation. And ladies, correct me if I'm wrong. If there's a guy that you just know is into you, you could have wore a sackcloth and they would have been like, ew, you're bad. And for me, in that case, or in this case, it was the case. And, you know, I'm there. And he has a client in the chair. So, you know, obviously I'm waiting. And, but I was waiting in my car because I was not getting out. Because a little background story, this guy, I took my son to him, and he showed interest in the beginning, but it was kind of just, you know, noticeable but not noticeable at the same time. And as I continued to go to the shop, it obviously transcended that he was feeling a girl. And he's an older guy. He's not ancient, but he is an older gentleman, older than me, and I am 28. And if it says anything, you know, I think he has a son who's in his 20s, but that's neither here nor there. It's not a grandpa, so don't get any ideas, people. We're all adults. I mean, I would hope so. Anywho, I'm in the chair. Well, background story. And he's interested in me. And, you know, I went out to dinner with him, but I'm like, eh, no, like, I just, no. And not because he's a bad person, not because he's a bad dude, not because he's unattractive, just no. There were some flags, but not to the point where I couldn't be cordial with the dude. I couldn't, you know, be in the same space as him. Just as far as a pursuing thing, there were just some things that I was like, nah, I can't do. But hey, I'm single. And I know I have morals, I have standards, there are lines I won't cross, so why not hang out? And so bringing you back to the present, I'm in the shop, he's chatting, saying all his country slang that I dare not repeat because I want no one trying to correct me. And if there is anyone from the South, I don't want no backlash. So yeah, fast forwarding. He actually, you know, lined a girl up because I cut off my hair. And so I have my natural thing going on at the top. I got a little fade on the side. Got a little part going on. It's cute or whatever. But that's for another episode. I'll share my hair journey. But it's freeing. I'll say that. And so finally, after three customers later, he's like, you ready to go? And I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to go. And this man, he has several businesses outside of the barbershop, one of which is a car wash. And so when I seen his bike outside and didn't see his truck, I'm like, oh, he's serious about this bike riding thing. Like, I thought it was just an option. especially when he was like, oh, yeah, you know, give homeboy the keys so he can wash your car. And I'm like, bet. Because I was just talking to Lou. I'm like, I need to vacuum this car. My son got chips and dip and all types of stuff in my back seat. I mean, I keep it cool. But with a three-year-old, come on, my back seat floors, they were looking a little crummy, not gonna lie. And I had every, you know, plan to go ahead and get it cleaned out. But, you know, life. Anywho, got it cleaned out for free. Thank you, Lord. And I got it washed. Hallelujah. So, yeah, I'm looking at the bike. He tells me to leave my car. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's real serious about this bike riding thing. Okay. And so now I have to own up and fess up that I've never been on a motorcycle before. And I mean, I didn't lie about being on one because he didn't ask me over the phone. He just assumed that I had ridden a motorcycle before. Not sure why, but until that day, I did not. I have not. And so he's like, okay, hop on. And I'm looking at him like, wait, what? How do I do this? He's like, you never rode a motorcycle before? I was like, no, this is not something you do every day. And he's like, come on. Yes, you have. No, sir, I have not. This is not up for debate. So he tells me, you know, step on this little pedal and kick your feet over and then step on the other pedal and sit. I'm like, okay, that's simple enough. You know, I've been stretching, so I'm a little limber. I get on the bike and I'm like, oh, wow, I'm on a motorcycle. And I don't know, I'm kind of giddy about it because now I understand why people like them and why some people obsess over them. I myself would not be obsessing over it, but it is thrilling. It gives you a rush. It gives you this sense of freedom. And although obviously I wasn't driving, or how would you say driving the motorcycle, in control of the bike, whatever. I wasn't the one steering it. And so I get on the bike and he's like, well, I got to stop at the house to, you know, get the back rest for you. And I'm like, okay. First, I'm like, where do I hold on? I'm like wrapped around this guy so tight because I'm like, I don't want to fall. I didn't say that, but I'm thinking like, Lord, please cover me so I get transportation there and back safely. Like, I just want to make it back safe, period. And he was like, okay, you know, loosen up. You got to grip me so tight. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. He's like, you scared. I'm like, listen. I ain't scared. I'm just cautious and, you know, doing what I thought was supposed to be done. He was like, relax. And so we pull out of the shop. We get to riding. And I'm like, whoa, this is something. Okay. The wind's in my hair. And it was hilarious because on the phone, when we were actually, you know, setting up the date, excuse me, we were setting up things. He's like, don't wear one of those fancy long wigs you have, because the last time he saw me, I was wearing a wig. He did see me, however, with my natural hair, but that was before I cut it off or cut it down. And I was like, nope, I cut my hair, so I think I'll be all right. And he was like, okay. So, you know, cool. So I get there, we're on the bike, we're riding, the wind is blowing in my hair, and I'm hyped. Like, if it's the most liberating and freeing thing to not worry about your hair. And on top of that, as a barber, he hooked me up. I mean, you know, he seen I needed a little touch up. He gave me a little touch up, edged my part up a little bit, sponged me up. So my hair was cute. I was fresh. Gave me a little oil sheen, you know, the whole nine. And I'm feeling myself. But it is women. I mean, you know, not everybody's for the short life. One, not everybody can pull it off, but I didn't think I could. And here I am rocking it, loving it. But I was on that bike and I was not concerned about my hair. I'm like, thank God I don't wear wigs no more. Thank God, my hair is like not like pressed and curled, or, you know, in a style where if the wind blew it, then at any point, if we were to stop, I would look crazy. But nope, not in this case. My hair was well put together, and that really was the best part for me, or one of the best parts for me. And so we're riding the bike and he stops by his house, gets the back seat rest for me, or back rest seat. Listen, y'all just gonna have to bear with me. I promise you I'm educated. I promise you I can speak like an adult and formulate full sentences. But again, my mind just be moving a mile a minute. So let me slow down. Oh, man. Anywho, it was awesome. Once he put that backseat rest thingamajig, it was amazing. First of all, I was so comfortable. I was relaxed. I didn't have to grip him like a maniac and try to suffocate him. And I just was able to sit back and just ride. And I felt so good. But ladies, I was not at any point of the day trying to let him know that I was enjoying myself or fully enjoying myself. I definitely, you know, shared, this is cool. But I was like, yeah, this is cool. You ever have a guy interested in you? Whether you're interested in him or not, you never want to give too much. You want to give some, but not all. That was me. And I'm always like, you know, showing myself like 10 notches lower than I actually feel. At least in this moment, I was just like, I was feeling, I was at a 20. In my mind, I'm enjoying the ride, the wind's in my hair. He had a pretty good playlist. Like, I was bumping. I wanted to like start rocking and waving, but I was like, nah, I'm gonna be subtle. I'm not gonna think he has one up on me because he had a motorcycle or any of that, or he has a good playlist. Like, I don't know what it is. Ladies, you're gonna have to share your thoughts with me, because I'm pretty sure I'll share a thought or two in a future episode. Why is that women hold back in expressing themselves? But that, again, is for a future date. But in this moment, I was on a 20. Like, I was sky high. Not literally, figuratively. And I didn't want to show that. But obviously, I showed that I was, you know, obviously comfortable with what was going on. But we're just riding, and I had a moment to reflect on my life. In that time, I had several moments to talk to God in my mind. I had a time to think about my business. I was just thinking about so many different things. And it wasn't an overwhelming thought process. It was segmented. One moment I was thinking about something in its fullness, and then another thought, and I thought about it in its fullness, and so on. And it was amazing. It really was amazing. Besides the fact that my butt cheeks were going numb, and after a while I couldn't feel my legs, and my right ankle was on fire. Like, I guess the engine was right next to my foot, and I was like, yo. But even with all of that, it was dope. And for those of you who are listening, I recommend hopping on the back of a motorcycle, obviously of a licensed motorist and somebody who knows what they're doing and who's not trying to kill you, because we didn't take the highway, which I was thankful for. We took the back roads, but we still had like freeway and, you know, opportunity to do 60, 65 miles. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. But one of the things that I love most was the view that I was getting. I've driven on the same roads that he took me on, but it's a whole nother experience to be outside of the confinement of a car and be on a bike, where I can literally touch and feel the elements and see things from a different vantage point. It was really incredible. Again, I will not admit that to him, but to you all, definitely. I'm gonna let you in on all of the thoughts that were going on in my mind. It was just an awesome day. And then, for those of you who don't know, and what you will get to know, I love to eat. I don't know how much I weigh, but I'm not a big girl. I'm not on the heavier side, I should say, but I'm not on the skinny mini side either. I'm like average, if that's even a thing. I don't even know nowadays. And I don't discriminate against either, because we're all beautiful, especially my Black people. And so I love to eat. And after we had did a little drive-by, we went to go see his son, who's also a barber. And he didn't specify that we were going to go see him. And I'm like, really? Really? So you brought me as like eye candy? Like, look who I got with me? Really? Really, really? You don't even have to do all that. See, that's the stuff that makes me upset. I wasn't mad, but I was like, I mean, you know. He did tell me he needed to go check up on his baby. I mean, I didn't ask. So, I mean, that could be anything. Obviously, baby means child, but whatever. Anywho, went to go see his son, who's also a barber, who actually used to be in the shop with him, but I'm assuming had a new opportunity. And we went into this dope space that I've passed several times before when I used to live in that area. But it's so different to actually go into something that you've seen 1,001 times or have passed and never thought twice about. And then to actually, you know, have the opportunity to go into it or, you know, stop and talk about it if that. And so I went inside. It was dope. It was another barbershop. And it was a white-owned business. And obviously, this guy is black. I mean, not obviously, but this gentleman that I was with, a black guy, Jamaican, which I just found out today. And obviously, his son is black. Again, I shouldn't use words like obviously because everybody's mixed nowadays. Anywho, it's a white-owned business. And it was dope. I mean, the fixtures, the lighting, the atmosphere, and not only that, to top it off, the entranceway was, you know, a regular door. They had this setup where the waiting guests or clients would sit in like these baseball seats, but it wasn't cheesy. It was just super dope and chic and upscale, but still homey all at the same time. Anywho, attached to the space was this large facility. Like, I guess they were putting in a store that sold clothes and other gears and gadgets. But it had this see-through garage door that opened up and connected the two spaces. And it was dope. Again, did not lead on to the fact that I thought that everything around me was dope. And of course, he's, you know, these inside jokes and country slang he's using with his son about me being with him. Ugh, Lord. Guys are something else. Why y'all do that? Is that like, you know what? Whatever. Like, really, why do guys, would they bring a female along with them, whether she knows what she's getting herself into or not? Y'all just make it so obvious. Like, yo, look who I got with me. Like, aha, she couldn't stay away. Like, no, I didn't have anything else to do. I could have done plenty, but I chose to take time out of my day to hang out. Like, why you gotta make this a big deal? But nonetheless, it was a cool experience. And, you know, I'm watching his mannerisms around these young white guys and, you know, talking business. And because they're obviously in the same industry, they could share things in common. And it was, again, a cool experience. So we leave and I'm processing and comparing his business to that business. Not because I'm looking for flaws, but just seeing the clear differences. And it just, you know, had my mind going and racing and thinking about my own business ventures and the things that I want to pursue. And obviously, considering or taking into consideration white privilege. However, won't go into detail. This is not the time for that. However, I definitely was like, looks like two young white guys put their trust funds together and said, hey, we know how to cut hair. Let's make a business out of it. I'll invest. You invest. We'll own this space, pay it for the year in taxes and make commissions off this barber gig and literally just watch cash flow. However, that may not be the case. And, you know, I can go into that and my thoughts on white supremacy and oppression and Black Lives Matter and Black Minds Matter and a whole bunch of other things at a later date. So, yeah, we're leaving. You know, we obviously talk about what we just saw and expressed the white privilege we also felt. but that's neither here nor there. More power to anybody who wants to pursue a dream and has the opportunity to, you know, go after it. Whether or not they have a leg up in the game right from jump is neither here nor there. And who better to, you know, experience this thing with than myself? I mean, obviously he was there, but I was just taking everything in from the beginning to just hopping on the bike and all the things I felt and saw around me to visiting that other barbershop in Greenville to everything. Literally, I was hanging on to every word and just being present. And I believe that's what I'm getting at. Thank you, Lord, because after reflecting on my day, I want to encourage you to be present. Be present. You don't get time back. You don't get time back. It's cliche, but you don't get it back. Not a moment, not a day, not a second, nothing. And there are plenty of things that I would want to relive for the great feelings I felt. And there are other things that I would want to revisit to make a little tweak, you know, but I don't have that privilege. I don't think anyone does. But I was so present that day. I've never felt that before. I mean, I'm present, but I was really present. I was very present. And I made it a point to do so because if I wasn't going to work on a business, attend a meeting, or write a paper, or continue an illustration, which is just to name a few of the things that I needed to do and still have to do, but I chose to be in the moment and enjoy the time that I was spending with someone else. Didn't matter who that person was, but the fact that I was enjoying it was all that mattered to me. I was choosing to be happy. And sometimes you just have to wake up and say, I'm going to be happy today. And do everything within your power to make it that way. And I truthfully just thank God because my entire day was awesome. Everything about my day was great. And put icing on the cake, I was then taken to a restaurant in Greenville. It's called Truth. It's Black owned. And it really touched home because the owners, all from New York, two of the main owners are from Queensbridge. Shout out to Q Borough, 12th Street, on the 41st side. My mom would be super excited about that. I'm pretty sure she is on the other side of this. yep, shout out to you, Mom. Appreciate your support. But yeah, Black-owned business, Queensbred dudes, who actually like are from New York, because if you go anywhere outside of New York City and tell someone that you're from New York and they ask you where, oh, I'm from Brooklyn, or oh, I'm from the Bronx. Oh, that's what's up. Me too. Okay, where you from? Oh, I'm from the Bronx. Okay, what part? What side? What street? What Ave? Like, and they don't have the answer for it. So it's like, okay, so you were born there. You left at 3 months and then were raised in South Carolina your whole life? Oh, okay, got it. And so to actually have a conversation with someone who knew what I was talking about and I knew what they were talking about was super dope. And the chef was an Islander from Brooklyn. And I'm like, yes, you're from Brooklyn. I mess with you. And you're Caribbean. Oh, so this food gonna be bomb. And I had oxtails and cabbage and red rice and beans. Like, it was just delicious. It was so good. It was so good. However, not at any point throughout the experience now eating at this restaurant did I lead on that I was on cloud 20. Nope. Didn't do it. I could not give him the satisfaction. I didn't have it in me. And sometimes you just gotta hold back a little bit, just sometimes. But on the inside, men and women, I felt amazing. And that's really all that matters. And so after my belly was full, I hopped back on that bike. And literally, if I had to choose a negative, and I'm reaching for a negative, is I didn't put no sunblock on. Like, I had a tank top on, a spaghetti strap shirt, and didn't have any sunblock because my back was on fire. I'm in the South, and it was like 80-something degrees outside. I mean, it didn't really matter because the wind was blowing on my hair freely, but it was blazing hip-hop and R&B on my back. Like, it was hot. That was the only con, if any. And again, I'm reaching because I felt respected. And if you're in a situation and you feel respected, and you, that allows you to feel somewhat or some sort of comfortability. And because I felt comfortable, I was able to laugh. I was able to enjoy myself. And it really was a self day. And it felt good to be treated and to be, you know, paid attention to for a moment. It was just nice. And that doesn't even mean anything is going to come from this. And I may or may not do it again, but that's neither here nor there. The overall point is, wake up in the morning, choose to be happy. And if you have the opportunity to do something that you've never done before, take that opportunity. Only if you're comfortable with it, of course, but go for it. I thought I was going to be scared spitless on that motorcycle, but you know, after about 10, 15 minutes, I'm like, I could do this all the time. Obviously, when there's feeling in circulation going, you know, to my lower part of my body. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it was a pleasure. And I am a living testimony because I made it back safely. So you can ride a motorcycle and you can survive that ride and you can make it home safe and sound. And I'll close with this. I had a great day, and I also attended a minister's class in the evening. I picked up my son. I saw his happy face. You know, someone bought him pizza. Like, it was just an overall awesome Wednesday. And I'm thankful for it. And I pray that I continue to have many more awesome Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays from here on out. Because what I'm going to do and what I continue to encourage you to do is wake up and choose to be happy. Who knows? You may be surprised with a motorcycle ride and get treated to lunch. Or you could stumble upon your next big, great idea and then meet that person who can invest it. I don't know. The sky's the limit. And even that's limiting. Don't let anything stop you. I thank God to be able to wake up and to be happy, to be alive, to be breathing. And that's the, if I didn't have anything else to be thankful or happy for, that right there is enough for me. So I'll leave you with that. And I want to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening. Until next time, peace.